Daf Yud Aleph. The idea I want to discuss is the brach of Ahava Rabba. Let me read you a line of Gemara here. Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about the brach of Ahava Rabba. Let me find the Gemara. A person wakes up early in the morning and wants to learn. Find it. Here it is. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hishkim. Lishnais. If a person wakes up early in the morning, Ad Shleikar Kriya Shema, and he has not yet recited Kriya Shema. Now what does that mean? Ayat Sari Sari Kriya Shema. It means more. It means he has not yet recited the Berocha of Ahava Rabba. So what should he do? And he wants to learn. He wants to learn Torah. He wants to learn a Daf Gemara. He has not yet recited Kriya Shema. And if you were to recite Kriya Shema, you would recite with it the Brach of Ahava Rabba. So what do you do? Tzarich Levarich, you have to make recite Birchas HaTorah. What's Birchas HaTorah? We know. That was the Gemara in Amud Aleph. Asher, what's the Gemara over here on the base? The bracha asher kedeshanu b'mitzvos v'tzon la'asay b'divrei sarah the harivna and the bracha asher bochar bonu mikol amen. But mishakara kriyashma. But let's say the person already recited kriyashma and recited the bracha of ahava rabba which accompanies kriyashma, and now he wants to learn and he remembers, oh my gosh, I woke up early in the morning, I forgot to say birchas kriyashma. I can't believe it. I never said, or I don't even have to say. I never said Asher Bochar Banu. I never said Asher Kiddushanu. Last Sukh Divrei Sarah.
You can say Birchas Torah.
Birchas Torah. You can say Birchas Torah. Ain't Sarach Levarich. You don't have to make any bracha. Why not? Shekvar Niftar Be'ahava Rabba. In other words, the Gemara is saying, Rashi explains that the bracha of Ahava Rabba really serves as Birchas Torah. You're not allowed to learn Torah until you make a bracha. Just like laning, you don't get the aliyah until you make the bracha. If you want to learn a daf gemara, you're not allowed to learn a daf gemara until you make a bracha in the morning. We know the brachas are la'asak divrei harav nadasha bracha banu. But the truth is, the ultimate bracha is the bracha of ahava rabba. Because in the bracha of ahava rabba, we say the same b'libeinu lehavin ulahaskel lishmael lilmod ulame lishma v'lasa. So we say bracha that we want to learn Torah. So the Gemara indeed tells us that if you say kriya shema and you say ahava rabba, that will serve for you as the birchas haTorah. And now you shouldn't. You take the Gemara very literally. If you're not planning on learning before davening, don't even bother. That's really what's masha from the Gemara. Don't even bother saying Birchas HaTorah. You wake up in the morning, I don't learn before davening, I go to daven, and then I learn later in the day. So don't say Birchas HaTorah. Just say Ahava Rabba. Why should you say multiple brachos that accomplish the same thing? Okay, the Yerushalmi, now this Tosfos. This is a beautiful Tosfos. Maybe we'll do part of it. But the only part that we really need, if I want to tell you, the Chiddush, Daf Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph on the base. Tosfos says, he quotes the Yerushalmi, B'Yerushalmi Yesh Ha the Yesh. We have the following thing. Ha de Aminon Shekvar Niftar Be'Ahava Rabba. This that it says here now, Gemara in the Bavli, the Yerushalmi is independent, telling us this, that we have a concept. That if you recite the Baruch Ahava Rabba, it serves as Birchas HaTorah, V'hu Sheshono Al Asar. There's a nusach from the Yerushalmi. What does it mean asar? We say this in the Kaddish. Al kabuchol asar v'asar. They should have a blessing in every place. Al rabban v'al talmid v'hon v'al kol talmid salmid v'al kol monde oskin b'raisa b'chol asar v'asar.
The moral of the asar.
Excellent. The moral of the place. Excellent. Much better than my example. Excellent. The moral of the asar. The master of the place. The Rav is called a very respectable title. The Mora, better than saying the Rav. The Rav is an abused term. You call a rabbi, the Mora the Asra. It's a very powerful term. The master of the place. It's his shtel, it's his mokai. So what does it mean, al-asar? What is that? That's an expression from the Yerushalmi. Perush. So Tosfos tells us, you know, we're not Israelis. We're only Babylonians, so we don't know what those words mean. So Tosfos, the Bali Tosfos with Germans and Frenchmen, so they tell us it means la'altar. It means, in this context, it means immediately. It's a borrowed term. And immediately, it means shalomad miyad bo'isay makam. after you finish reciting a Hava Rabbah, or really after you finish reciting Shmona Esrei, you must immediately sit down and learn. Because if you don't sit down and learn, there is a hefsek between the bracha of a Hava Rabbah and learning. Every bracha must take place immediately before the mitzvah. And if the bracha, the mitzvah, there's a delay between the bracha and the mitzvah, then it's not a kosher bracha. You're not allowed to learn until you make a bracha. If you make a bracha, and then you're mafsik, you go to the Beis HaKisa, and you come back and you do the mitzvah, the bracha doesn't work, because the bracha is not connected to the mitzvah. And when it comes to learning, it's the same thing. If you want to make a bracha on learning, you make the bracha and then you learn. If you go and you say, I have a rabbah, and then you have to say Kriya Shema and Yid Shemona Esrei and so on and so forth. Those things are all nichlal and tefillos. That's not considered a hefsek, because that's all an extension of a Hava Rabbah to a certain degree. But the very first moment when you are free, when you finish your Shemona Esrei, and now you are free, you must open up a sefer and learn a few words of Torah. And if you don't learn a few words of Torah, then the bracha expires, and later in the day when you want to learn Torah, you'll have to make a new bracha of Birchas HaTorah. This is what it says in the Yerushalmi. Before we go further, I just want to tell you over here, this is a beautiful, beautiful Torah. This is a question. It appears from Tosfos. Tosfos appears that in our time, in his day, they did not say after Birchas HaTorah, Yivarechacha. Why don't we say Yivarech? What do we do when we finish Birchas HaTorah? We say Hashabacha, when we call Minos on the Baruch Hashem Nasein Atar. What do we say, Rabbi? Yivarechacha Hashem Yishvarecha. Yo Hashem Parav Elecha Vigonecha. And then we say, Eilu Dvarim Shem Lohem Shiur HaPei Vapin. Why do we do that? We're learning right after we make the bracha. It appears that in the time of Tosfos, they didn't do this. This is a modern custom. So Tosfos Kasha, Vim Toimar. It's going to go to the wrong part of Tosfos. But Avul Birchas Asher Bochar Banu Birchas Lasim B'Tirei Torah Shnegel Birchas Torah. We'll go further down. V'im Timer Neima Inan Birchem. No, it's not the part I need. Okay, it's somewhere over here. Basically, what he says that we're not Mesiach Das. Tafil if you're Shalmi, Davka Ahava Rabbah, the Loi Havi Iker Birchas Lavi Bracha, the Birchas Atara, the Iker Ahava Rabbah, the Kriyashma Niskan, or the Shul who ain't in Niftan Birchas Atara, Aval in Yilmoid Miyad, the Gam Loyas Sakadas, Aval Birchas Ashebochar Banu, or Birchas Lasek Bidivay Sora, Shin Iker Lubirchas Atara, Poitrin Poiteres Kol Hayoim. Even though you didn't say, you didn't learn afterwards. V'im Toimar, Ma'ishna Misuka, Shetzorach Levarich Al Kol, Suda V'suda, Leshev V'asuka. When you go into the Sukkah, every single time you make a new bracha, but when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, you say the bracha in the morning, and you don't even learn, and it works for the entire day. V'yeshlamar, this is an incredible chiddush. V'yeshlamar, the shiny Torah, She'enoi miyayesh daitoi de kol shah oda mechuyev lilmoi de chsev yigisabo yom v'layla. V'havei kimoish yoyshev kol hayoim b'loi hefsek. When you say the bracha in the morning, la'asoik b'divrei sarah, and the bracha of aharevna, and the bracha of asher bochar banu, even if you don't say immediately immediately Yivarechacha and Elu Dvarim, it's not a hefsek, because since that's the Iker bracha of a Birchas HaTorah, and you're not Mesiach Das from your intent to learn Torah the entire day, because Torah is a mitzvah you do the entire day, V'yigisabo yom v'layla, there's no hefsek. You're always connected to the bracha the entire day. Unlike a Hava Rabbah, which is not the Iker bracha for Birchas HaTorah, then there will be automatically a hefsek unless you learn right away. But Tois Derech Agav is telling us an incredible chiddush that you don't have to say Yivarecha and you don't have to say Eilu Dvarim. The bracha itself is good for the entire day, because the entire day you're not Mesiach Das, your intent that you will learn later on in the day. Then at the end of Tois, he happens to point out that it became the minig already, V'hatzor Fosim. Now Hagulaymar Psukim Birchas Kehanim became the custom ready to say Psukim Yivarecha and Eilu Dvarim right away after you say the bracha, so the bracha should be chal upon something. And that's a side point I wanted to make. Let me just go now to the main point I want to make. The main point I want to make is as follows. So a very, very big kasha. The question is, it says here in the Yerushalmi that after you recite a Havarabba, the very first moment you have an opportunity to learn, you must learn. Because if you don't learn at the very first moment in time, the Baruch of a Havarabba will expire. Because it's not going to be Chal on a Limud HaTorah. The question is, what about Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is the ultimate Limud HaTorah. So when you recite the Baruch of a Havarabba, that's Birchas HaTorah. Right after you say Baruch Atah Hashem HaMochei Bemo Yishol B'Ahava, you recite Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema's psukim from the Torah. This is Talmud Torah. So why does the Yerushalmi say you must be mispal? You must learn Torah al asar after you finish this Baruch Shemona Esrei. Learn Tzidan, learn a Daf Gemara, learn a few psukim in order that the Baruch HaHavarabba should be the Samuch, the Torah should be Samuch LeBracha. Kriya Shema is the Talmud Torah. It's a very powerful question. Who asked this question? The Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch Simen Nem Zayin. If I'm not mistaken, he asked this question. So how come? What's Pshat Yerushalmi? So he gives two answers. The first answer, he says that the Yerushalmi is discussing a case, not like the Bavli, where the person did not recite Kriya Shema. The only thing he recited was a Havarabba, and then he davened Shemona Esrei. Even though that's not normally the way we daven, but in ancient times, people did very strange things. They had their own ideas of how to daven. Kriya Shema, what?
They probably say that about us as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm only saying it in jest. They would say it about us for real. Ain't a doime. But in ancient, but the person only said a Havarabba, and they didn't say Kriya Shema. They didn't say Kriya Shema. So that's why after you finish the Shemona Esrei, you better make sure to say the learn Torah, so the Torah is Chal, the Bracha is Chal on Limud HaTorah. That's the Beis Yosef's first answer. Then he says a second answer, which opens up worlds, which has major nafkaminas in every area of Halach, in every area of Seder HaTfilah in our daily lives. The second answer he says is, it's true that reciting Kriya Shema is Torah, but it's not being recited for the purpose of learning. You're reciting the psukim for the purpose of davening. So it's not considered to be a fulfillment of Talmud Torah. If you were to sit down and learn the parash of Kriya Shema, you learn it l'shem Talmud Torah, Mavar Sedra, I want to learn some chumash with my children, and you're reading the parash of Kriya Shema, and you teach your children, or you teach yourself, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you're half and you're learning it within Talmud Torah, then it's Talmud Torah. But if you're only reading the psukim with lip service, you're reading the psukim because this is part of the Seder HaTzilah, it does not count as Talmud Torah. L'mayin afkamin, the main afkaminas, slichus. Many people come late to slichus, you daven slichus early in the morning, most of slichus are psukim. Every other expression is a pasuk. Person comes late to slichus, you don't want to miss 1 second, and you don't want to start saying Birchas HaShachar. Are you allowed to begin slichus, and in the process of saying slichus, you're going to recite many, many psukim before you recite Birchas HaTorah? So some take this base choice and they say, yes, any time that you recite psukim midin tefillah, and it's not being recited midin Talmud Torah, there's no prohibition, there's no restriction. You don't need to first recite the Birchas HaTorah. Another nafkin, we just went through Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, so you're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So how are you allowed to recite Korbanos before you come to Psukim Zimra? Korbanos up Psukim in the Torah. How? Even a bigger question. How are you allowed to recite? When you put on the Tefillin Mincha time, you put on your Tefillin. So many people have the custom to recite the Parshios of Tefillin when you're wearing the Tefillin. They recite Kaddish Vayikav Yacha, and then Tisha B'Av you have to also say Shema V'Hayim Shemo again because you were not wearing the Tefillin in Shacharis. Are you allowed to recite the Parshios of Tefillin on Tisha B'Av? When on Tisha B'Av the minig is you're not allowed to learn. Is it considered learning to read the psukim, the lip service of reading the psukim from the parash of Kriya Shema? So it's very interesting. It's a very big machlokes apoiskim. Some said that you should not on Tisha B'Av. You should not recite the parashas of Kriya Shema, of Tefillin, when you put on your Tefillin by Mincha, because you're not allowed to learn. And just because you want to say the psukim, it's still an automatic fulfillment of the Talmud Torah, which is not proper. And some say you could. Some are more generous. You could do it. It's interesting that in the art school kinnis, they don't have the parashios. I'm shocked. They don't have the parashios of Tefillin by Mincha, it seems they took the approach that you're not allowed to recite Psukim when you're not allowed to learn Torah. So this is a very big dilemma. And that's what the Beis Yosef says to answer the Yerushalmi. The reason why you're not the kind of Mitzvah Talmud Torah with Kriya Shema, Baal Asar, is because Kriya Shema is being recited L'Shem Tefillah. It's not being recited L'Shem Talmud Torah. Okay, now comes my might, and hey, now comes the end. Here we come to wind up. Now, this, what I'm telling you right now, is a direct contradiction to what we learned last week. Last week, we spoke of Avdal, the beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says, what is the Seder Hayom? You come home from work, you go to the Beis HaKnesses, Imroga Likrois Koire, Imroga Lishnois Shoine, and then you stav in Marv, and you say Kriya Shema, Shmona Esra, you go home and you eat. So what was the question that we discussed? How are you allowed to learn before you mekayim the mitzvah within a half an hour of a mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema? Just like you're not allowed to learn the Megillah, you're not allowed to learn Torah. When you have to learn the Megillah, you're not allowed to go eat when it comes time to eat matzah. When it comes time to do a mitzvah, when you're in range of the mitzvah, you're not allowed to learn Torah. How are you allowed to learn Torah when you are in range of the mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema? And what was the answer we gave? That Kriya Shema is the ultimate Talmud Torah. It's an enhancement of Talmud Torah. The way you begin the Kriya Shema, the way you begin the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is bedafka. First you learn. You learn Rogel Likrois Koire, Rogel Lishna Shaina, and you climax. You climax your Talmud Torah with Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema is the ultimate Talmud Torah. We have a stira. Here we're saying that when it came to Daf Dali, we learned that Kriya Shema is the ultimate form of Talmud Torah. Here, according to the Yerushalmi, the way the Beis Yosef explains Shat in the Bein of the Yerushalmi, that Kriya Shema, it's just tefillah. There's no din Talmud Torah in Kriya Shema. And that's why when you recite a Hava Rabbah, after you finish a Hava Rabbah, after the Shemoneh Esrei, you better make sure you learn something, because the Kriya Shema that you said wasn't the king. So what's going on? It's a direct contradiction. It's a good kasha. Stira. So I have an answer. It's a chiddush. This is a very big chiddush. When I came to see my Shas, I met a person there. His name was Rabbi Reuven Zwick. And the first thing he says to me, he told me a whole bunch of things. He was there, but I was there very early. It's like I came there, must have been 5:30 almost. Mm-hmm. And he was there, it was raining, and he was talking, learning, and he asked me a question. Is Kriya Shema one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Tefillin. Is tefillin, is it tefillah shel yad, tefillah shel rosh? Is it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? What is tefillah? There's no answer to this question. They're tzedinim. On the one hand, they're both one mitzvah. They're two parts of one mitzvah. But on the other hand, they're two separate mitzvahs. You cannot deny the fact that there's a tefillah shel yad and a tefillah shel rosh. They're two separate mitzvahs. Kriya Shema. You say Kriya Shema in the morning, you say Kriya Shema at night. Are they two halves of one mitzvah? Or are they two completely separate mitzvahs? So l'chor, it's very difficult to say they're two separate mitzvahs. Because why would you do a mitzvah twice during the day? When it comes to learning Torah, how many times do you make a bracha for learning Torah? Once. Oh, but it says in the pasuk, "B'shivtecha beveisecha, uvelachtecha vaderech, uveshach vavkamecha." Four times. The four different mitzvahs. How many times do you make a bracha? You make a special bracha of Talmud Torah v'lach chavaderech. You make a special bracha when you wake up in the morning, when at night for Talmud Torah. It's the same pasuk. Of course not. It's one mitzvah. So why is Kriya Shema? We take it, we're brainwashed because we're just doing it our whole lives. It's a very strange thing that you should be required to mekabel Omal Chushmaim twice a day. It's a very strange thing. Again, we're brainwashed. Yeah, we do it twice. So yeah, the chiv eat matzah twice. The chiv matzah, what?
If you miss it either in the morning or afternoon, what is it? You've not fulfilled the mitzvah? If it's one big mitzvah.
Yeah, that's right. If it is one big mitzvah, that's right. You've missed that half the mitzvah, so you've not mekayim the mitzvah. So what's going on? Is it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Okay, that's one point I want to make. Next one, I'm going to finish very quick. Next one. And I was learning Parashas V'etzchanan. I was looking at Chumash Sefer, learning Chumash, Parashas Shema, and he mentioned Aruch HaShulchan. And he said, he quoted the Aruch HaShulchan, says that when you recite Kriya Shema, what's the translation? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that when you say this pasuk, you should be mechaveh in the parish of Rashi in Chumash. What does Rashi in Chumash say? Olam Mishapshat, Olam Mishapshat HaTaych. Hashem Hu today, in Golos, in the year, Heilof, in Tav Shemayim days, is only Elokeinu, only one that recognizes Hashem is us. The day will come, he'll be recognized Echad, one over the entire world. Is that the Pasha Pshat? That's not the Pasha Pshat. That's like a long Pasha Pshat. Pasha is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is Kabbalah, Hashem is our God, He is one. You accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. The Aruch HaShulchan says, but you should be having what it says in Rashi, Rashi's interpretation of the Pasuk in Parashas Veschana. So in this Sefer, he says, I don't understand. Why? You're not learning. When you say Kriya Shema, you're davening. What are you doing when you're davening? You're being makabel, O Malchus Shemayim. You're accepting the yoke of heaven. When you accept the yoke of heaven, you're saying, you're my God and you're one. There's no other God but you. If I'm learning, okay, then I'll learn like Rashi. But I'm not learning. It's not a din of Talmud Torah. It's a din of Kabbalah. So he bribes at Tzorachin on the Aruch HaShulchan why he says a person mechavin to the pasuk in the Shema Yisrael, like what it says in Parashas Veschana. So I want to say a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. There are two different types of Kriya Shema. There's a Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and a Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. You say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's not learning. The Yerushalmi says you want to use the Baruch of Ahava Rabba for Talmud Torah. You better make sure you learn a Daf Gemara when you finish Shemona Esrei because Kriya Shema doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? Because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah reciting Kriya Shema is not to learn Torah. It's to be mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. How many times a day are you mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim? Once. Like all mitzvahs. Every mitzvah you do once a day. You don't do more than once a day. It comes night, Torah says, b'shivtcha, you better say Kriya Shema at night. It's a different type of Kriya Shema. That's a Kriya Shema of Talmud Torah. Different type of Kriya Shema. What's the way you say Kriya? First, in Rogel Likrois, Koire. Rogel Lishnois, Shoine. And then, we're after, and part of your learning, you climax into Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. It's a different din. The Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. The Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is the Kriya Shema of Talmud Torah. And it makes sense. Why does it make sense? Because when are you Mekabal all a yoke? In the good times of life. You're trained, you can't be trained in the dark. You're trained in the light. When you're young, parents support you, they send you to cheder, they send you to school. You're trained. And then when you get older, you're independent, you're on your own, you have to fulfill what you've been trained to do in your youth. The nighttime, it's dark, it's black. It's too late to be trained. It's a time to fulfill what you've been trained to do. In the morning, you're mekabel. I accept upon myself the yoke, the obligation to do the Torah. And part of that is to learn Torah. At night, you fulfill what you've accepted upon yourself to do. The Kabbalah is the Or, in the Shachris, the Kiyum, the fulfillment of what you're mekabel is in the evening, is at night. It's a lot of kashas. So the Aruch HaShulchan is correct for the night Kriya Shema. Because the night Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. Hashem Shu Elokeinu will one day be Hashem Echad. But the morning Kriya Shema is not even Talmud Torah. It's even Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. You're only doing each one once a day. The Kabbalah you're doing in the morning. The Kiyum Talmud Torah you're doing at night.
So learning is covered by Birkas HaTorah in the morning.
Right. That's normal. Unless you're desperate, you want to use Avarabo, so then you learn Al Asar. So it's they're learning for the whole day, even the night. So it's two different types of Kriya Shema: a Kriya Shema of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, a Kriya Shema of Talmud Torah. Now you understand the Yerushalmi. Yishalmi Beferush, it's not Talmud Torah. Davdalit says it is Talmud Torah. Aruch HaShulchan says you should be Mechavein Talmud Torah. The all the Mefarshim say, why do you have to have a Lomish of Shah in the Pasuk? You say Pashah in the Pasuk, Kabbalah's two different types of Kriya Shema. In Zol the Kashas. Yeah.
If you look, I'm looking at an Ashkenazi, right before the second Kapitel of Hayyim Shemoya, Shemoya HaParsha Shnia.
All mitzvahs. All mitzvahs. That's a different all. Right. The all is all. Right. Right. It's Kabbalah. And the second one is the Kiyam. Okay, so Lama Shavart of how to look at the two different types of Kriya Shema. Okay, we'll stop here.